I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Who will stay? Who will go? Who can work, and at what job? Questions that have been on the minds of a lot of people since President Trump was elected, promising to tighten U.S. immigration and visa policies. One group of people who are anxious about all this, H-1B visa holders and their families. The H-1B is a three-year renewable work visa for foreign nationals in specialized occupations, including those people with high-tech skills. Their spouses are typically given a different kind of visa, an H-4, and under President Obama, some of them were allowed to work here too. But now the Trump administration is reportedly close to barring spouses from employment while they're in the U.S. That would be devastating for Neha Mahajan. She lives in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Her husband holds an H-1B visa. Now she wonders if she'll ever be employable here. This is not how Mahajan imagined her future in 2008 when she arrived in the U.S. at the age of 25.
I was extremely excited to come to the U.S. I thought I'm going to go out there, live the American dream, and use my skills as a TV journalist. I said to myself, maybe CNN is not too far-fetched. Maybe I'll be able to intern there. So I was told that maybe I'll not be allowed to work, but I was like, maybe it wouldn't affect me that much because there is a way that I could apply for a green card through my husband's employer.
Right.
And I didn't know at that time that the backlogs were so bad that it would take nearly 50 to 70 years for anybody from India who came here on H-1B visa for their green cards to get processed. And I had no idea that it will be so long that I will lose all my productive years just waiting in limbo.
So you came here because your husband had the H-1B visa. You came with him.
That's right.
But you were barred from working once you got here.
That's right. Yes.
Which means you couldn't do things like open a bank account or get a social security number or even intern anywhere.
Absolutely.
Things changed, though, in 2015 under the Obama administration. What happened?
So here comes an opening, a beam of light, a miracle. Years of advocacy turns out that we are given a Band-Aid fix. All the H-1B holders who were now in line for green card, their spouses were allowed to start working.
Did you get a job after that? Did the CNN dream come true?
The CNN dream didn't come true, sadly. You know, I had moved on. So I had ventured out into marketing and public relations, and I was able to land this job at a firm.
Right. That was at Global Data Management. Two months ago, though, you were asked to resign from that job. What happened?
Yeah, in December, I was asked to resign. I was cited budget cuts. That was the reason that was given to me.
Does that have anything to do with the visa situation?
It could be. I'm not sure. It could be, though.
So in recent days, the Department of Homeland Security has announced a plan to prevent people like you from working in the U.S. What exactly are they proposing?
So what they're proposing is this Obama-era law, the executive order that came by. They are basically repealing it. They've proposed to revoke that whole law.
Now, your husband's H-1B visa is also uncertain. What's he thinking right now?
To be very honest, we're taking every day as it comes. For the past 10 years, that's how it has been. You have to understand, Marco, that we were invited to come and work here in this country and to make it our own. It's not an easy decision to make, to uproot yourself from your country of origin and to start living here. It's kind of playing with all of our lives, all of our plans. Hundreds of H-1B visas are invited to come and work in the U.S. You know, they are evaluated. It's not that anybody and everybody can apply. You're evaluated on the basis of your skill sets.
I mean, the bottom line, of course, is who gets jobs, especially well-paying jobs. If you look at Save Jobs USA, a group of former Southern California Edison IT workers, they claim they lost their jobs to H-1B workers, and they've now sued Department of Homeland Security. What would you say to those workers and their spouses?
There's a lot of misconception out there. H-1B visa holders are also doctors, and there are thousands of them. And they work in the remote areas of the U.S., helping patients, helping people. And because of all these complications around immigration, many of their work authorizations have been rejected, and they've been asked to leave the country too. Everybody gets affected by this.
So now, Neha, you're in this limbo. Do you think about returning to India with dread, or do you see an upside?
We expanded our family here. We bought house here. It's been 10 years that we've lived here, all our productive years. And things have changed so much back in India too. So we do not belong to India as much as I would love to. And neither have we fitted into the US as such. And all these immigration decisions that come and go are affecting our lives every single day.
So you don't see any upside to going back to India?
Culturally, I've alienated from India also. Mm. And my older daughter, she's 11 right now. She was 2 when she came here. She doesn't consider India to be her home. My other daughter is US born. She would be considered as a non-resident of India back there. So we'll have to take each day as it comes and keep going forward.
Neha Mahajan, thanks very much. We wish you good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Marco.
Neha Mahajan lives in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Her husband is an H-1B visa holder.